Lane and Allison in the morning.
This is 96.3 WDVD.
From Birmingham, Michigan, Craig Counseling Services, drstephencraig.com. He's here, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday.
I survived my 2-week illness.
My goodness, man.
You know I had everything covered while you were gone, though.
I'm surprised things are still standing. Yeah.
I was doctoring it up like crazy.
Allison did a lot of therapizing.
I actually did listen one time when I had to put my pillow over my head.
Right. Sounds about right.
Leg in bed was making me worse.
You know, it's funny. A lot of listeners send that in emails. I had to put my pillow over my head while listening to the Lane and Allison show. Okay, before we get into the psychology of dieting, we were talking about an hour ago about this Yoplait commercial. They pulled this ad. I'm going to play a little bit of it here.
What if I just had a small slice? I was good today. I deserve it. Or I could have a medium slice and some celery sticks.
She's standing in front of a refrigerator looking at this slice and jog in this place cheesecake.
How about one large slice while jogging in place followed by 8 celery?
Raspberry cheesecake.
And she just grabbed a Yoplait raspberry cheesecake yogurt.
Thank you.
National Eating Disorders Association asked that they would pull this ad, which they did. And Yoplait even said, you know what? We had no idea. Mm-hmm. We had no idea. The thought had never occurred to anyone, and no one raised the point. We aren't sure that everyone saw the ad that way, but if anyone did, that was not our intent and is cause for concern. We thought it best to take it down. So they did take it down. And I just showed you the commercial just a few moments ago. We had a very good discussion about it about an hour ago. What is your take on this?
I look at it from three different, I have three different hats on for this because, first, I'm a psychologist and I can talk a lot about the eating disorder part of it. Second is I used to be in advertising.
Right.
And third, I'm a person with my own eating disorder who thinks yogurt's absolutely gross and I don't know what's in there and I don't know why anyone would eat that stuff. So I would take the whole thing off just for that
You're
reason.
You're a hot mess too, man.
it just gives me the chills eating that. I just can't think of it anyway. But I actually, from an advertising point of view, think that's a terrific commercial. I saw it. It's great. It's catchy. It really hits home with, the dieting lingo that goes on in your head. And I think it's unfortunate that they're pulling it down.
Right.
Because I think that for many people, it won't hit them. As you said, even the Yoplait people who said, we didn't even think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because it's hitting an absolutely normal thing. But when I put my psychologist hat on, it's also true that what it's doing is, when you're in that cycle of anorexia, bulimia, any of the eating disorder things, unlike my eating disorder, but that that you go through that unhealthy process of that debate that you have is, and you talked about it with going to the red coat about,
right.
Well, if I eat this, I'll do this, and I'll,
I ordered a Dr. Steve's study.
It actually sounded pretty good. I need to go over there and do that.
Maybe later today we eat.
Right. But as long as we don't think, as long as we'll jog afterwards to work it off. And that's the problem is that's an unhealthy thing that we all do.
Right.
But when it's on a commercial, it normalizes the unhealthiness of it. It makes it seem okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Steve, Allison got a great email. Can you share that?
Yeah, I got this after we did the Yoplait topic. Hi, Allison. I'm a registered dietitian from the Beaumont Weight Control Center, and I was listening to the debate about the Yoplait commercial. The behavior you and Blaine describe about the way we justify eating something we shouldn't is really disordered eating. When Blaine ordered the fatty hamburger but skipped the carbs, he was playing a game many dieters do.
It was Piedmontese, less fat.
I'll eat the forbidden food and I'll go to the gym later. He may follow through with the exercise or he may not. What the actress in the commercial did was tie the forbidden eating activity to excessive exercise. That's an eating disorder. I'll run in place while eating the forbidden food.
Right.
I do not work with patients with eating disorders, but I work with people all the time with disordered eating. It's a fine line for some people. Would that commercial trigger a relapse in people with an eating disorder? Maybe, but even I didn't think of that when I saw the commercial.
That was a very interesting email. Her take on it, your take on it, very, very good to have.
And now, disordered eating, a term that for what we described, because I said, Dana described having an eating disorder, anorexia, and I said, I'm consumed with thoughts. All my thoughts are consumed with, am I going to get through this day
without thinking
food?
Of food.
Is food going to tank me today?
Mm-hmm. When I walked in here, I couldn't get in the door because six interns were swarmed around the food that arrived.
You like our little army?
You've
got a sweet little army now.
But again, food shows up. Everyone's all consumed with it all the time.
Well, let's talk about the psychology of dieting. We have the Blaine and Allison 6-week weight loss challenge.
Which turned into 12 weeks.
Which turned into 12 weeks because, you know, it couldn't quite get done in six. So, you know, we started this off. We were gung-ho. Allison, you were doing...
Medifast.
And at the peak of your weight loss, you lost...
almost 26 pounds.
Where are
you
now?
In the first 6 weeks.
Right.
So we were doing really well, and we thought by extending it, adding another 6 weeks, we would build on that.
Right.
What happened in the 6 weeks we added was everything fell apart.
Yes, literally.
We didn't quit while we were ahead. So we added that 6 weeks. At that time, I was at 26 pounds, and you had lost...
8.
Right. So we were like, oh, we add 6 more weeks, I'll lose another 26 more pounds.
Right.
Or I'll gain back 6 pounds, which is what happened. So how I like to say it is I'm still down 19.
Which you are.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
But I did wind up.
You lost. Listen, you gained 6 pounds. Don't,
yeah,
I would
but
kill
I went,
myself.
No, but I went back to my bad habits,
yeah.
And I'm still, you know, we still have like 3 more weeks left, so I'm hopeful I can turn this around.
And I go through, and I'm doing Weight Watchers, and I'm doing my yoga like I normally do, and I'm also bartering with myself and going to places like Redco, which, by the way, it really is. Piedmontese is good beef. It's good for you and all that kind of stuff, or it's not bad for you.
Here's the rationalization.
Whatever. All right, listen. Do your thing. Psychoanalyze us, man. Go for it.
Oh, I can't do that. We don't have enough time. You guys will be cutting me off. Well, first of all, I have to make the point that we have to make sure I don't have the answer to this. I wish I did. If I had the answer for this, you know, I'd be doing a whole different thing than I do right now, because it's a huge thing that people all over the centuries have dealt with. But there are some things that really stand out when people dating, even you guys. And this is a dilemma for so many people that it comes up all the time in my office, which is that I think people focus on the wrong thing. They're focused on the wrong number. It can't be focused about, did I lose X? Did what weight do I need to be? I need to be at this particular weight number, because the problem is that sets yourself up to fail, because you can't, you know, like Allison just said there, she lost 26 pounds, and, you know, now at 24 pounds, 25, 26, and then boom, all of a sudden something happens and you're stuck at 26 pounds, or you gain 2 more pounds. And,
right.
And
you plateau.
And you're going to plateau a ton of times.
Right.
And it's such a narrow goal. The goal can't be, because, you know, those numbers will drop off. And you also, you know, you go into your diet or your exercise plan, and guaranteed for everybody, even if you did it for, you know, 12 weeks, there's a time when you go on vacation, you get stressed, you get sick, you're going to fall off the program. So if you're focused on those numbers, eventually the numbers change, or you plateau and you get discouraged. So when I'm with people, I always talk about, you know, first of all, what's the goal? And you have to remember the goal, stick to the goal, fight for the goal, defend the goal, and not get caught up in everything else. And the goal is to have a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's entirely the goal. So if you're focused on having a healthy lifestyle, and so for the next 2 years, let's just say, I did X, Y, and Z in a healthy way, the weight would come off. It would just come off and you would be fine.
And you just said something that's really important here, and I don't know if that's important to what part of your point, but you said in the next 2 years.
Yes.
You didn't say 6 weeks.
Right.
2 months, 2 weeks, whatever. A lot of people, and I think Allison and I are both very guilty of this, we've set a clock on it, and we say, okay, by July 1st, I'm going to be X amount of pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be sexy as hell. Nobody going to be able to resist me.
You're that by June 1st, I got to say.
Right. Dude, thank you. but that's what we do.
Yeah.
We all do that.
And that's what I'm saying is wrong.
Right.
Because then, boy, you're dedicated to this goal, and it's not going to happen.
Right.
I mean, the sexy part is, but I mean all the other things.
You know, brother.
Yeah. But you're just setting yourself up to, you know, all this pressure on yourself. And then what are you going to do when it doesn't happen? What are you going to do July 2nd? You're waiting for the time to just eat and eat and go off.
Here I come, Redco.
Right. Whereas... If I tend to think of it this way, it's changed the numbers. Instead of all those other numbers, I want to think of the number being, how many times did you restart your program? That's the number you should focus on, because what will happen is, let's make an example that starts in January. There's some people who start January 1st, and they 6 weeks, they go to the gym every day, and they work out, and they lose 10 pounds, and then they get sick for a week, and they're off, and oh, I gained some weight back, and I can't, it's too tiring, and they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat again, they gain the weight back, and by March, they're done.
Yeah.
But they did have that 6-week power time. But for someone else who went, worked out for 3 weeks, got busy for a week, didn't, and then started up again and went for 3 more weeks or maybe 5 weeks, and then, you know, went away for a vacation and splurged a little, but then got back to it. And so 10 times during the year, they restarted and restarted. By the end of that year, person number one will have done 6 weeks, lost weight, put it back on, and be done. And person number two, who restarted 10 times, will have, over the collective year, will, you know, 8-9 months of that year, will have had a regular dieting, healthy program. They're changing their lifestyle.
So it's not a bad thing that you're restarting.
It's not. Oh, your okay. number, you know, restart over and over again. If I can say I restarted 10 times, I don't even care if the number's 50 times, because I restarted every time.
Well, they tell us that at Weight Watchers. You know, they say, you know, every time you eat is an opportunity. You know, don't beat yourself up over what you did at lunch.
Right.
Here, you know, don't shoot the whole day away because you had a big fat lunch
and
or a big fat
breakfast.
And that's my
biggest, that's the thing I'm the guiltiest of. And I usually
do
blow
that.
It
yeah,
here.
I've actually seen you do it.
So I've usually blown it by 10, it. And then I'm like, well, I might as well order pizza.
Right, as long, I blew it at breakfast, so we do lunch. I mean,
we've been working together for years, and we have this, and Allison has it, and I have it. And it's, for whatever reason, it's like, ah, to heck with it. I'm going to, let's send the interns out for a big breakfast. And it comes back, and by like 9:30, we're all in a food coma.
Yeah, feeling bad about ourselves.
Exactly.
Right. And not only should we not do that, but even so, let's say that, you know, you're good for breakfast, and then all of a sudden at lunch...
That's probably mine. Don't worry about it.
Then at lunch, you know, you have the food thing. And, but then what happens then is not only do you feel bad about it, but you turn it all. Oh, I'm off. And then the next day you're off. So then don't do that. But if you do, you start again the next day. We're back on. Now maybe I made it 3 days and then I caved the next day. Okay, but now I'm going to start again.
Yep.
Keep starting. Because... we're focused on the wrong thing. Ah, I didn't make it. I put that deadline. Ah, we're so black and white about it, as if, you know, there's no reward for the process you use. It's only about results.
Well, and the weird
thing
that's
really a good way to put it.
That is a great way to put it.
Think of it too. I'm always amazed at people. You know, I go to the gym and work out, and then you get all these people. Okay, well, how fast? What number do you have on the treadmill about how fast? You know, is it a 6, a 7, or whatever? I have no idea.
Right.
Because some days it's a 7 and I feel good, I'm running hard. Some days it's a 4 and I get off after a while. But the point is, I went.
Right.
Yeah.
And I kept going, and some days are really good workout days and some days aren't. But this is where people get caught up. Somebody says you gotta have 180, you know, your heart rate's got to be 180 per minute or you're not doing anything. No. You know what? Some days it is, and some days it was 140 and I was trudging along. But you know what? I was there.
Yeah.
And I was working out, and maybe I lost nothing that day. Maybe it was an entire waste from a weight loss point of view. But it was a tremendous gain because... I was there again,
and
I was
stuck
there
with
again,
it. Yep.
And I stuck with it, and I didn't make it all or nothing. If I can't reach that 180 in 3 days in a row, I can't reach it. Forget it. I can't do this.
So basically, get back on the horse.
Just always get back on the horse.
And reward the process.
Mm-hmm. Reward the process.
We still, because not you so much, but me more so, you know, we were going to have all this weight loss by TV show time.
Yeah.
And I just really started feeling bad because I started thinking about how much I could have had done and lost by the time we start. And I didn't think about the good stuff that I did.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that.
You've done, and you know what? You need to give yourself credit for that, because I meant to say this the other day. I can't remember what you were wearing, but you walked in here and I was like, wow, she has lost weight.
Mm-hmm. So you do check me out.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Getting uncomfortable in here again.
Dr. Steve, you know this.
Who doesn't?
There's so much sexual tension in this room.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How the three of us remain faithful to our loved ones.
It's hard to enter this room.
I was going to say, you don't need to tell Dr. Steve. He feels it every Thursday.
The sexual tension, you could cut it with a knife. It's like cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. We could have a little of that later.
That's right.
Blaine and Allison in the Morning. On today's Best Hits, without the rap.
96.3 WDVD.